This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Tuesday, the 17th of May. 264 Ukrainian fighters trapped for more than 2 months in Mariupol's Azovstal steelworks have been rescued. 53 of the soldiers are badly wounded. It comes after Russia earlier said a deal had been reached to evacuate the injured troops. President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the efforts of those who worked to get the fighters out.
Thanks to the actions of the Ukrainian military, the armed forces of Ukraine, intelligence, as well as the negotiating team, the International Committee of the Red Cross and the UN, we hope that we will be able to save the lives of our guys.
The day after changes to police stop and search powers were announced, it's understood volunteer police officers are to be allowed to use tasers. The Home Office says the change will ensure special constables are not at a disadvantage when facing an armed attacker. But charities, including Amnesty International UK, say the move is dangerous and could lead to more instances of misuse, serious harm and death. Meanwhile, the Chief Inspector of Prisons is among those warning the justice system in England and Wales is operating at unacceptable levels. Since March 2020, there's been more than a 340% increase in the number of cases waiting longer than a year to get to court. Charlie Taylor says this is putting witnesses and victims off testifying, and there are other issues as well.
If an offender has been told that they need to do unpaid work and that isn't happening, then what that means is that the offender isn't paying back for the offence that they've committed. And similarly, if people are waiting months, even years, before cases come to court, again, that doesn't feel like justice to victims of crime.
A government spokesperson says almost £500 million has been invested in the justice system to help tackle the backlog. Four more cases of monkeypox have been identified in the UK, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to seven. Three of them have been detected in London and one in the northeast of England. The health security agencies emphasise the virus does not spread easily between people and the risk to the wider population is low. It's thought infertile men may be twice as likely to develop breast cancer than those without fertility issues. New research also found among male breast cancer sufferers, significantly more of them had not had children. About 370 men are diagnosed with breast cancer in the UK each year. The Alzheimer's Society says tens of thousands of Britons are missing out on key dementia diagnosis because they're simply dismissed as symptoms of old age. About 850,000 people in the UK have dementia, but less than two-thirds have been officially diagnosed. Broadcaster Angela Rippon is an Alzheimer's Society ambassador. She told Times Radio early treatment is vital.
That as a society, if we understand what dementia is, we can enable those people to live well with the condition. So getting an early diagnosis, not just saying, oh no, you know, it's not dementia, it's just growing old, you know, it'll get better. If it is dementia, no it won't, it'll just get worse.
And the Earl of Wessex will mark the completion of London's Crossrail project by travelling on the Elizabeth Line later. Prince Edward will meet staff who've been key to the project and who will run the railway, including train drivers, station staff and apprentices. The line that links Berkshire, Essex and Heathrow Airport to central London, which was due to be completed in December 2019, will open completely to passengers on the 24th of May. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.